Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is the Phoenix Event Alliance and their plan, big plans for Spotsylvania and the Common Ground Event Park. Cornelia Rutherford is here along with a couple of other folks she has brought along that we'll meet in just a second. But Cornelia, you and I talked about a week ago, and the world is certainly different.
It sure is.
A week later,
we were here last week talking about the Virginia Renaissance Fair and auditions, and in case you hadn't heard, auditions for this weekend are canceled.
Yeah.
We are on hold until April 13th, and we'll make a call at that point to see where we go. But I've always said that the Virginia Renaissance Fair takes the high road, even if it's the hardest road.
Yeah.
So we will do what's best not only for the health of our cast, crew, and vendors and entertainers, but for the general public.
It's been everybody's having to make that decision now,
it's
a tough one, and whether you're a high school or a college senior or just a lot of things are not being
sure.
able to take place.
But I come bearing gifts. Here you go. Catch.
This is. Hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Gold bond. This is the good stuff.
This is the good stuff. Don't say I never gave you anything.
Thank you. Look at this. This really is the good stuff. No, yesterday I was just thinking we were all the things we were going to talk about that we talked about last week. Like you say, they're on hold, and we'll see what happens over the next month or so.
Right. It's every day, every hour it changes.
It does. So a lot of people do choose to just pick a date and wait and see what the condition of the state is.
We're just all in this together. So wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Stay safe.
We've got some big news, or I guess we have some big news, or we're going to talk, or we're...
We have
news.
Some quasi-big news.
We have news. So we've talked about this before, the Phoenix Event Alliance, and what you have planned for the Common Ground Event Park is pretty big.
Well, maybe we ought to do a review on that a little bit. Just a real quick update. The way it started out is... The Virginia Renaissance Fair has been held at the Lake Anna Winery, which is a really fantastic location. And I must say that the Heidigs, Jeff, Eric, Ann, and Bill Heidig, have always been exemplary hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't have asked for a better partnership. However, we need to grow and we need to build, and there simply wasn't any more room for us to do either of those things. So... About 5 years ago, we started looking for a possible home, permanent home, for the Virginia Renaissance Fair. It became obvious very quickly that it was kind of silly to buy a chunk of ground for an event that runs 5 weekends in the spring, and that's it. And then working with Tom Romora, who at the time was the head of economic development in the county, I started attending meetings and finding out not just what people want in Spotsylvania County, but what do they need? What do they need in Spotsylvania County? Because I'll tell you what, I've been in this business long enough to know that what people think they need and what they think they want is frequently not at all what they really need.
Yeah.
So we boiled it down, and what people needed was a place where they could go to learn things and do things and participate in things without having to drive all over the county. And we're talking about all kinds of things, from trail riding to blacksmithing to dancing and putting on professional shows, to having a commercial kitchen that's a kitchen incubator where you can rent space so that the pierogies you're making in your kitchen that have suddenly taken off on the internet, you have more room to do it. All kinds of places. And so we started talking to people. I started talking to people about, hey, would you be interested in maybe developing a single place that housed the fair and other things? Well, along that way, I met one of our guests, Carson Sams, who is a blacksmith, and he has had an interest in creating not just a large training forge, and I'll let him talk about that, where you can learn blacksmithing, but there's a lot of people who need to learn, who want to learn a lot of these, what we call folk arts, the skills, woodworking, glass blowing, pottery, mm-hmm. basket weaving, regular weaving, dyeing, name your thing. And then we met Bonnie Williams, who's also here, and she's a horse lady, and trail riding. I haven't been riding in years, but I used to ride, but just in a ring, you know? And then I discovered that their trail riding is a very cool thing. But there's so much more, equestrian therapies and things like that. I'm going to let her talk about that. And as we met people, we met Vil McGill, who is a Broadway choreographer and actress and lives locally.
Mm-hmm.
We met Tom Thompson and his wife, Elizabeth, who are naturalists, landscape artists, and they came on board with an idea of keeping everything cohesive in appearance. And he had a lot of great ideas about gardening and gardens and plantings that are not just visual, but have, you know, you can smell different things, you can hear different things for people who maybe can't see. We came on board with a wonderful idea for farm-to-table food service to really embrace the whole agricultural tourism aspect. So there's a lot of different pieces to the pie. Hence, we came together, created a group called the Phoenix Event Alliance, and the project is Common Ground Park. It's a place for everybody so that you aren't driving all over Spotsylvania County or the Mid-Atlantic. You come to one place, and you can learn all of it.
Whew, that's a lot. That's a lot, and it's exciting to think about this, because a lot of the different things that you talked about, Cornelia, some of those individual pieces are available locally in different areas all around. This puts it all together. This makes it where you can come and you can do all this in one spot.
I'll tell you what I heard. The bottom line that I heard attending all kinds of meetings, and I'm still doing it 4 years, was that there's all these things you can drop dad off at his woodworking thing, and then you can drop your kid off over here where they're taking ballet lessons, and you can take your other child because they're learning a sport, and by then it's time to go pick up dad at woodworking, and mom doesn't get to do anything, and maybe she would just like to take a nice, peaceful trail ride or take a basket weaving class or just sit and enjoy a cup of coffee along a lake.
Yeah.
But she didn't have time because she's got to drive everywhere. We're talking about a single place where everybody can come and do stuff and then gather together and have a quick meal.
Exciting stuff. And one thing we should mention, the Phoenix Event Alliance, it's a nonprofit. So if people want to get involved and financially in this, it's tax deductible.
Yes, absolutely. We're a 501c3 nonprofit because we also have an overarching mission, which is to provide a single place for people of differing abilities, our special needs young adults who have completely aged out of the school system, to come and have meaningful daily activities, to have a place where they can learn to the best of their abilities, that people expect them. And we've been talking with Goodwill Industries a great deal about how to do that and incorporate that into our project.
Exciting stuff. We're going to continue on with Cornelia Rutherford, Bonnie Williams here, Carson Sams here. We'll hear from them, too. We need to take a break. When we come back, we will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about the Phoenix Event Alliance and the Common Ground Event Park in Spotsylvania this morning. Cornelia Rutherford is here. She just explained a lot of what we're going to be discussing. Bonnie Williams is here. She is kind of the equestrian side of things. Carson Sams is here as a with blacksmithing. Bonnie, for you, I know you have I met you in the fall. We talked about this.
That's correct.
A little bit, and you've got quite a background with horses and equestrian.
I've got over 30 years in equestrian work, studies, scribing for judges, creating events, and developing therapy programs, as well as management programs for upper management people in the corporate sector.
What excites you about this? Because there's as all the different pieces that Cornelia laid out, and she didn't even lay out the whole thing. This is a pretty exciting venture.
It's an amazing adventure. It really is. What excites me about it is the fact that this particular area truly lacks in the therapy aspects of equine-assisted learning and equine-assisted therapies. We have it in other parts of the country, but it's extremely weak here. Facts have proven and studies have proven that clinical assistance with troubled teens and regular clinical counseling is not effective. It's not as effective as it could be. Mm-hmm. When you take a client out of a clinical setting, their entire mindset changes. They become more relaxed, and they relate better, and they open up more. Working with horses, if someone's afraid to talk to another person about something that's happened to them, whether it be war-affected, PTSD, any of these things, even autistic children will relate more to an animal, and especially the horse. The horse has an innate ability to read human emotions, human impact, human mental status, and truly perceive how the human is acting. They really help to develop communication skills. And I've worked with therapy riding in New Jersey, where I started almost 30 years ago, probably a little longer. And there was a child there that was completely non-communicative for years. And with the work that I saw over a year and a half with this child, on my last day there, he turned to his mother for the first time in his life, looked at her, and said, "Love you."
What'd that do to you? Boy, that would be just one of those moments.
It was a mind-blowing moment. I mean, when I talk about it now, I still get goosebumps.
Yeah.
It just resonates through my body. How much it's done. I've seen quadriplegic people that were bedridden start to walk with a walker. I've seen soldiers that have been battered in battle be able to go back to having normal relationships with their families. I've seen corporate managers who had a hard time keeping help and temper problems or whatever, stress-related issues from work, begin to develop better communication skills with their employees and their employers. So it's amazing what working with horses can do. And on the therapy aspect, as well as with the gardening and the landscaping, a lot of people come back, need prosthetics these days. And, well, not just these days, but in general. And it's fine that you can walk in a laboratory or a hospital hallway with a new leg. But try walking in the woods with a new leg. Try walking in a garden with a new leg. Try walking across your lawn with a new leg. It's a very different experience. And the Common Ground Park is going to allow these people to handle that in an environment where they're going to be safe, secure, maybe not snickered at, and not degraded for a learning process. We all have learning processes. And the Equestrian Center is going to be a part of that learning process and a big part of it.
The mission statement, part of it says, to provide a place for people of all ages and abilities to experience the lively, creative, environmental, and healing arts. And that's just kind of what you've talked about. There's just so much more. I think if you just look at the name and think, oh, it's another event park. This is an event park, but it's so much more.
It is not the normal event park. This is not your King's Dominion. Many years ago, I was looking for a wedding venue for myself, and I wanted an outdoor wedding. I wanted something pretty, something maybe historical. All there was soccer fields, softball fields, open fields, and they were parks. They were parks. And there was absolutely no place. One and only gazebo in the town I lived in was in a bare grass, open park, no flowers, no landscaping at all. We're going to have those things at the Common Ground Park. And it's going to be available even at the Equestrian Center. If you want an equestrian wedding, we can set that up for you. We can help you out with that. You can bring your own horses. We're not going to be offering rental horses because we're not going to be housing just a few therapy horses there when things get up and running. But if you have your own horses, you know, that's what we're opening up for. Trail riding, swimming someplace with your own horse. A lot of places around have started closing some trails to equestrians. They've started closing waterfront areas due to blue-green algae and mm-hmm. all different kinds of environmental issues. We have a lake and a small pond that's going to be right next door to the Equestrian Center. It's going to be, as soon as we get the water tested and make sure that it's going to be safe for the public use, we're going to be putting in little areas where you can take your horse on a long line and have your horse swim or go swimming with your horse, have a little beach area, ride, stop, have a picnic lunch someplace, tie up anywhere you want, even the Folk Arts Village. Ride into the Folk Arts Village, tie your horse off to a hitching rail, and go shopping.
The idea here, Cornelia, is just spectacular because like you said at the start, I mean, it includes everyone. And so many places like this don't. And you really have always had, whether it's been with the Renaissance Fair or with this vision of wanting to include and help everyone.
Here's the thing, Ted. If you're going to dream big, but a dream is just a dream unless you really hunker down and work for it. And I have to tell you that this group has worked incredibly hard to find the perfect piece of ground. We thought we'd found one a couple of years ago, and it's a lovely piece, but the price was far more than we could afford.
Yeah.
We found a piece now in the county that is much smaller, and yet it's laid out as if I had personally designed this piece of ground specifically for the park project. It just happens to be perfect, and the price is more reasonable. At the moment, what we're doing is we're putting together an investor group, and when I say investor group, I want you to put little quotation marks around that, because the purpose of this particular investment LLC is not to get rich quick or get rich at all, frankly. This is more of an altruistic and philanthropic LLC. It's a group of people who have agreed to come together to pool their funds and buy this property, then turn around and lease it to the Phoenix Event Alliance for a few years to allow the Phoenix Event Alliance to develop sufficient income to buy it from the LLC outright. The problem with getting a loan for the Phoenix Event Alliance is that without the ground, the alliance has no real monthly income. We have a number of regular donors. God love them all. God love everybody, even if you've only donated $5 for one of our fundraisers. But we have a few that are monthly donors, but that income is insufficient to support a loan of hundreds of thousands of dollars. However, once Phoenix Event Alliance has the ground and Common Ground starts, we're ready to get going. We're ready to start doing events probably within 3 weeks of taking possession of the property. We're that organized. We've been planning this for years. So that's what we're doing right now, is putting together the investment group. And I need a few more people to join in on that.
PhoenixEventAlliance.org is the website.
That's correct.
And that will give you some information on all
right.
of this.
And there's an email, mypark@PhoenixEventAlliance.org.
Well, we have been talking about this, you and I, for a number of years, and to be this close to it now and to be talking about investors. And it is really exciting, because I just don't know that the people – I know you. I've seen the Renaissance Fair, and to give you some space now, I just think that your mind is just going in a lot of different directions.
Well, and you know, Ted, it's not just for us. It's not just for the people that attend the park. Let me tell you something. The Virginia Renaissance Fair brings $500,000 of economic impact into this county in 5 weekends every year.
Yeah.
That's because our 20,000 guests plus guests, they stay overnight in the hotels and the campgrounds. They go to the restaurants after and before the fair. They buy gas. They, oh, hey, there's Costco. Let's run in there. Oh, there's Walmart. They shop at all the shops. They go in downtown Fredericksburg and enjoy the old town downtown and all the little local owner shops. That's what we bring in to this area every year. Just imagine what we can do, because between agricultural tourism, and I didn't even talk about the Leicester Tigers International Rugby.
I was going to ask you if that was still on.
That is still on. We'll talk about that.
I do want to talk about that. We need to take a break.
Yes.
When we come back, Carson Sams will talk about blacksmithing. Now, we do want to talk about rugby, because I've even looked into it, and that's an exciting component
really
to this. And I don't know anything about rugby, but the concept here and what they would do is off the charts. Cornelia Rutherford, Bonnie Williams, Carson Sams here. Phoenix Event Alliance, our focus, and the Common Ground Event Park in Spotsylvania. PhoenixEventAlliance.org, or you can email mypark@PhoenixEventAlliance.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Cornelia Rutherford here, along with Bonnie Williams and Carson Sams. We're talking about the Phoenix Event Alliance and Common Ground Event Park in Spotsylvania that is starting to really come together now. Exciting stuff. Carson Sams does blacksmithing, and you handed me this bottle opener that you made. It's heavy. It's a leaf. It is fantastic, Carson. This is really something.
Oh, thank you.
This is to do something like this. How long does something like this take?
So that particular item right there takes about 30 minutes to make, and we're using some sophisticated equipment, presses and power hammers and things like that, to knock that out. In order to do that by hand with a hand hammer, it's hours worth of work. So we're starting with a bolt called a Nelson bolt, which is used in the concrete industry. They weld these to steel plates before they pour concrete.
Yeah.
They're 5/8 of an inch round, about 6 inches long, and we're using the head of that bolt to create that leaf, and then drawing the rest of the bolt out to create the vine and the body of the bottle opener.
Wow, I'd love to do a video on that of how you
sure.
do that someday. That would be a dream, just because to do this, it's like a vine. I mean, you've wrapped it around, and it's just like it's a vine.
Yes, yeah. One of the things I really like in the smithing industry is my personal touch is to make something look flowing or organic out of steel, which is really hard to do. Everything is so rigid and structured. When you pick up a piece and you think it's alive, then I think I've done my job in the smithing world.
You've done your job on this. This is.
He has a snake that he makes. And Carson and I walk a lot of property. I don't do snake, so he's my snake guard. But he has these iron snakes kind of coiled up in here and there on his display table that he's made, and they are so realistic. The first time I saw them, I almost screamed. It really weirded me out. But then when you get up close, they're beautiful. Everything he makes is not just sturdy. I mean, this is iron, for crying out loud. It's graceful and elegant.
It's not just functional. It's artistic.
Yeah. Oh, very. This is.
He says takes about 30 minutes to pound that out. I have no idea how long it took you to perfect that look, that design, because he's been working on leaves for a while. And this thing is exquisite.
Sure. It's years. It's years of practice and years of experiments. And any shop you go into, there's a what we call trash pile. So where we've all of our mistakes and failures go into in order to make that particular leaf. Yeah, there's been a lot of trials and experience and failures to get to that point.
Well, and what's exciting, besides just that this being just the ultimate in cool, Carson, is, you know, Bonnie was talking about the equestrian and just the you know, how you can help kids and adults. And just you being able to, you know, teach a skill like this is just something you can't find anywhere. It's so unique what you'll be able to do and teach.
That's correct. That's correct. I think a lot of kids and even a lot of adults, they need something like that. They want to work with their hands. They're not sure how. They think it's very overwhelming. And the first time they come in the shop, they're scared. And after getting them on the anvil, putting a hammer in their hand with some hot steel, and a few minutes later, I mean, I could just leave them alone. They would spend hours in there and love every minute of it. So it's neat to watch that experience happen. And we've had veterans in there. We've had problem kids and childs and you know, people with issues that have come in and pound on a piece of steel, and then afterwards either break down in tears or want to talk or something of that nature, that they were able to get that frustration out.
Mm-hmm. And it's more than just the creative aspect. I had the honor of watching Carson teach a group of veterans one day, and let me tell you, this young man is a born teacher. He's wonderful. He has a great way of explaining what you're doing, why you're doing it. He has a gentle, firm touch. Mm-hmm. I think it almost made me want to try it, you know, except it takes a lot of upper body strength, which I don't have. But one of the things we've talked about, what grew out of the idea of the blacksmithing, was other kind of things, hand-worked skills that you can have. And like you explained to me that, for example, a glassblower uses sort of a forged kind of thing too, but it's entirely different than what you're using. And then there's different kinds of metalwork. Can you expound on that a little?
Sure. Just in the metal industry alone, there's a lot of different roads that can take, and for years everyone has thought of the horse industry with the farrier. And the farrier really kept blacksmithing alive for years as it went through a hard struggle in the early 1900s. The blacksmith almost went extinct from the number one job there was. And that's the invention of the welder and everything else, mm-hmm. and factory work and things like that. It almost put them out of business. So expanding off of the blacksmithing, we could get into glass making or pottery work. And more blacksmiths have more in common with pottery workers than mm-hmm. anything else, because we're moving material in one direction or another. I'm not removing it like you would in the woodworking or sculpting, chiseling, or stonework, something like that. We're actually having to push material in another direction and plan for it. So it's quite a bit different than just grabbing something and taking a chisel and chiseling everything away.
It's interesting when you talk about it almost being extinct, because I was going to ask you that it seems like a little over 100 years ago that this was something that was common around here, probably, especially. You talk about Spotsylvania, you talk about the area and in the country, and I wondered what happened, and you kind of explained that.
Yep. Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. How did you get involved in it? You stayed in it.
I have. So I got into it a little bit from my father. My father was a farrier for years, so we had an anvil and forge, but it was only with horseshoes.
Yeah.
And as a kid, we weren't really allowed to mess with it. It's dangerous. It's hot. Someone's going to get hurt. So I ran into a gentleman once named Daniel Boone. And Daniel Boone invited me to a blacksmith guild meeting. And I didn't even know that guilds still existed. In any case, I went to my first guild meeting, watched a gentleman make a fireplace poker, and I've been hooked ever since.
What do you envision for the Common Ground Event Park and what you'd be able to do?
What we would like to start off the bat is to create a guild in Spotsylvania County and bring these people who have this same interest to the event park. Some place, which is gorgeous. I mean, when you see this piece of land, it's amazing. But some place you could come, there's no stress. You know, nothing else matters. You could sit there, stand there all day long and enjoy the view. Forge something, make something with your own two hands that you could be proud of. And take that back home. I see it more as therapy, a long day in the forge of sweat and getting your hands dirty, than I do a job.
Well, and what a great skill that someone can pick up, and who knows, just kind of like you doing it one time, all of a sudden we could someday be doing a show with somebody who was with you and says the same thing. I became hooked.
Sure. For me, it was, I have a form of dyslexia. So a lot of things are backwards. Words and things like that sometimes are harder to read. So I'm a very visual learner. So being able to watch someone make something from scratch and then the ability to be able to duplicate that on my end was amazing for me. And I hope I can pass that on.
Well, what a great skill to pass on, just because I didn't know that people were doing a lot of this now until I met you.
Sure. And the popularity of it from the TV shows that have happened over the last couple of years, there's been a big boom in it. So there's a natural call for it. People are wanting to work with their hands. They're wanting to try it. And I think that's the same for a lot of things in the folk art industry. People are not necessarily moving out of the technology and the computer phase, but they want to get back to their roots and work with their hands.
Exciting stuff, Cornelia. I mean, just between Carson and Bonnie here, and they're just they're two parts of a bigger picture here.
And along the way, Carson is tied into all these other handwork kind of creative people. So we've got woodworkers. He's talked to glass blowers that are interested. We took a lady out to the potential site a week ago, and she and her mother are both high-end professional weavers.
Yeah.
And she took one look at it, and she said, I want in. I want in on the folk arts. There's a lot of these things, and I sew, when I, on the rare occasions that I actually have time running two nonprofits. But there's nothing more therapeutic for me when I'm down in the dumps, when I'm stressed, is to go into my sewing room and create something. Well, it's beautiful in my eyes. It may not be in my husband's or someone else's. But to create something literally whole cloth it takes all that stress and strain away and lets me know that there's other things to do. So it's kind of a cool thing.
So tell the story about the rugby component of this, because we talk about all this other and it's fantastic, and then all of a sudden there's a sports angle to this.
Well, I don't know about you, but I did not know anything about rugby.
No.
When I was at Ohio State, good plug, right?
Yeah, nice way to work that in.
When I was at Ohio State, my dorm room overlooked the rugby fields, and there were some really buff guys in little shorts out there beating the heck out of each other over this big, weird-looking ball. And that's all I knew about it, that rugby guys were buff. And then years later, actually in 2015, I got a phone call it was October, it was a Saturday morning, saying, how fast can you get to Fredericksburg? And anyone who's driven on I-95 on a Saturday knows
not very fast. No.
But we made it. We got down here, and I met a man named Scott Clark. And he is the international – he's the vice president in charge for community outreach internationally. And he works for the Leicester Tigers, which is a professional rugby club in Leicester, England, where they found Richard III's body under a parking lot. Now he's buried in the cathedral. But anyway – we got to talking, and we just kind of clicked. He was in town to talk about bringing rugby to the United States, a presence by the Leicester Tigers Foundation to teach rugby to high schools and middle schools and colleges, and to teach coaches and everything. He was here interviewing all kinds of places across the entire United States to be the Leicester Tigers U.S. presence. And I pitched Common Ground to him back when Common Ground was really a new concept. But I knew he was going all over, and we didn't stand a chance. But 3 weeks later, by golly, I got a phone call from Heathrow Airport in London saying, I just landed, I've had a conversation with the board, and if you get the land, you've got the Leicester Tigers. So we stayed in touch, and I had a meeting in person in England in September of 18, and I'm scheduled to go back this September, God willing, and the virus don't rise, but to meet again to finalize the plans. And here's the thing, Ted, about rugby. It's played in this country. In fact, it's the up-and-coming sport.
They played at Mary Washington.
At Mary Wash. Mary Wash has a regulation rugby field. It's beautiful. There's nowhere much to sit and nowhere to park because it's right in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
But for college games, you can't beat this place. However, you can't play rugby on a football field, a soccer field, but you can play soccer and rugby and field hockey. You can play all that on a rugby field, but you can't play rugby on the others. They're not the right size. So one of the plans was to create some rugby fields, start teaching rugby, bring the Tigers over to teach coaches and high school and middle school coaches and parents and kids. And then we'll be the U.S. presence.
PhoenixEventAlliance.org for all kinds of information about Spotsylvania's Common Ground event. Park Cornelia Rutherford is here. Bonnie Williams is here. And Carson Sams is here this morning. When we come back, we will wrap this up and talk about how we can all get involved and help this all come to be. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVN.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Phoenix Event Alliance and Common Ground Event Park are focused with Cornelia Rutherford, Bonnie Williams, and Carson Sams this morning. Again, before we get out of here, Cornelia, the PhoenixEventAlliance.org. You can email mypark@PhoenixEventAlliance.org. And this is the time for people that are excited about something like this to really step up.
Right. I need some donors, 5%. Well, not donors, investors, 5 and 10%. Of the purchase price, which is still negotiable, but it would be, especially right now with the stock market, it would be kind of a significant of participation. But it would allow us to buy the property. We're trying to move on it quickly. There has been a fair amount of interest in this piece, but we don't want this spectacular piece of nature to be devastated by foresting or
developed,
plowed under and developed into a subdivision. it's really exceptional piece of just natural beauty for Spotsylvania County. And we believe we can celebrate that natural beauty and enhance it rather than detract from it. But if anyone is interested in talking more, I can explain a lot of details. Again, this is for people who really believe in helping the people of Spotsylvania County, who really believe that having a beautiful park that goes out of its way to support not only our able-bodied members of society, but those that are disadvantaged physically, mentally, who have been damaged by wars or their jobs on the front line as our first responders are. This is a really special project. And if they're interested, I encourage you to call me. Right now, the Phoenix Alliance phone number is out of service because the phone died. But I am answering the FAIR number right now.
Yeah.
So you can reach me at 703-508-5036, or again, email mypark@phoenixeventalliance.org. I'd be happy to explain to you more. We'd really like to move on this property before the end of this month, which is rapidly approaching.
Yeah, yeah. 703-508-5036. 703-508-5036 if you want to talk to Cornelia, or mypark@phoenixeventalliance.org. Well, there's a lot of excitement about this. And I mean, as you explained your part and Carson explained his part, and you put all of this together, and this is a special place.
And this is only just a small fraction of what we have planned for this location.
Yeah.
I can open right up with offering trail rides to all the local equestrians, mounted archery competitions, and polo games. Right now, polo fields are all 2 hours north of here. They're in the Plains, Middleburg, Leesburg, that area. There's nothing down here for polo. All we need is a wide open field. All I need for mounted archery competitions is wide open fields with sticks and strings, literally, to make lanes. And trail riding, we've already got that out there. And it's a nice set of mileage with beautiful scenery, and it's very inspiring and serene and comforting. Plus, right now, with everything that's going on with the virus, folk arts would be a great time for young people to experience some of these things if the parents knew it.
703-508-5036 for information, phoenixeventalliance.org. Carson, this bottle opener you gave, in normal times this would be a great thing. The hand sanitizer though wins out today as far as things that came in here. Thank you all, and we'll continue this conversation.
The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.